All right, back with the Beer Pod now, and Coach Tim Kearns. Coach, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm good, Rick. Very good.
It's very hard right now with the Beer Pod because the intention of this, in honor of the late Liam Flanagan, the beer snob, was to go out and visit some of these microbreweries in the area to learn more about the local beers and to teach me about all this stuff, how to taste them, and you talk, and we can review a little bit how to taste and the shape of the glasses and stuff like that. But it's a little disappointing, Tim, that we actually can't get out right now. And I know that you're familiar with some of the breweries in the area.
Yeah, you know, a number of the places, as we discussed last time, are offering online purchasing. You can call ahead and order your beer, and then you can drive up and let them know you're out there. And using your charge card, you can pay for the beers, and they'll bring them out for you. So it's one way to support your local brewers and to just keep really good fresh beer at home.
All right, now, you know, Tim, a question I haven't asked before, and people ask me about it because I am a Guinness snob. That's it, Guinness. However, people ask me, well, when you were in Ireland, you know, did they serve the beer warm? And the answer was no, they did not serve Guinness warm. It was served chilled, just as it is here, you know, on tap and so on. And are there still beers around? I remember when we lived in Germany, my dad was in the service back in the early 60s, and we lived over there, and he used to get, I think it was Löwenbräu with the bottles, you know, that have the metal caps where you put the cap back on and so on.
Yep.
He got those, and those were warm, and they were supposed to be drunk, I think, warm. So is there such a thing as warm beer?
Yeah, I actually will let my beers warm up before I drink them. I don't like them ice cold any longer. Certain American Pilsners, you'll want ice cold, like a Coors Light. A Coors Light is best when it's really, really cold. It's very, very refreshing on those hot summer days. But a good quality beer, if you get it too cold, to me, it sort of kills the flavor of the beer. If you let it get to a cooler temperature, it allows the aromas to really present themselves. It allows the taste to really differentiate themselves when they get to your palate. I enjoyed a Dogfish Head Worldwide Stout, which is 12 or 10%. I have to check here.
Well, you're talking double digits, so it's powerful.
We're talking double digits for the Worldwide Stout, and it's a great stout, and it's one that I have aged down in my cellar, which is cool, for at least the last 3 to 4 years. And I'll tell you, it was very, very, very smooth. A lot of times, if you drank a 120 fairly new, it has a real punch to it. But as it ages, some of the hoppiness flares out, and you can really enjoy the smoothness of the beer itself.
So I don't know anybody with a wine cellar, but now I know someone with a beer cellar.
Yeah. Liam and I sort of put one together, he along with his brother Tom, down in Liam's cellar. We must have had probably 75 to 80 bottles aging down in the cellar of all different types. And when we'd have our beer get-togethers, we'd always break out 3 or 4 of them and try them. And they were aged anywhere from 1 to 5 or more years. And it really changes the flavor and the mouthfeel of the beer. Again, this Dogfish was downstairs in my cellar for a good 3 to 4 years. I have another one that I've had down there for at least the same amount of time. It is from Avery Brewery, and it is their Pumpkins, and that is a 17.2% alcohol.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that before.
I've got to break this enough. Now, that will be much the same. It's an imperial, and so it is going to have it would have been a heavier beer, higher alcohol content, and it's going to have smoothed out quite a bit. It's still going to have the alcohol kick, but the flavor itself is going to be much smoother.
Well, you're not.
I'm really looking forward to trying that one.
You wouldn't need any anesthesia, man, if you're going for an operation. Holy Toledo.
No, you wouldn't. And that's a very high alcohol content.
Lordy.
Here, you know?
So, and something that powerful in alcohol, is there an actual beer taste flavor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, but you're going to get, it's a much heavier beer taste. Like the Dogfish Head is a dark beer with a big amount of barley, as they advertise it. But at this point in the aging, it's really smoothed out, so you're not getting a lot of that crispness of the barley. You're just getting this nice, smooth, malty taste throughout the mouthfeel. It was very good, because you don't drink it a lot. Gals, this is one that you sit and you sip for, let's see, it took me over an hour to enjoy it. So soft beers, they're not beers that you're going to rush through. You're going to sit back and you're going to sit them almost like a fine wine or an aperitif, a port. You don't guzzle those. You sip them. You enjoy the mouthfeel. You enjoy the aroma. You enjoy the overall flavor.
Yeah,
and that's the way that, you know, Liam and I used to enjoy them as we sat in this front room in the leather chairs. And we'd just sit back in the chit-chat and in the conversation. You would just keep enjoying sips of the beer, and whenever they're empty, we go back and we'd crack another one of some vintage.
That reminds me of some of the movies you see with the guy in a smoking jacket, and they repair to the, to the room for a brandy and so on, and they just have conversation. And you know, that's an important distinction, Tim. We make fun, but this is not an alcoholic binge type thing. This is tasting, and it's tasteful. And it's fascinating to me to learn about this stuff because, you know, I'm the old Budweiser type where you pop a Bud bottle and that's it, and you swill it down, you know, after a hard day out in the sun. But this is different, and we're talking primarily craft beers. And in that vein, Tim, how long can you store these in your house or in your cellar, whether they be in cans or bottles or growlers for that? You told us about growlers last time. But what about cans or bottles?
Growlers you want to drink right away.
Right.
Generally, growlers are they're from your local brewery. They're very, very fresh. And you want to drink those generally within 4 or 5 days. And that's when the flavor is really... really popping in the beer, especially your lighter beers, your wheat beers, your a pilsner or anything like that. Your darker beers may be able to go a few days longer, especially if they're higher in alcohol. Cans you don't want to store. And most of those beers are generally not extremely high alcohol anyways. Bottles will store well. Bottles in either 12 ounce or bomber size, which are 22 ounce bottles, you can store those. I've got a couple of Rodenbach sours downstairs that have been aging for upwards on 2 to 3 years now, and they'll be very nice when I decide to break them open. I've also got a couple of barley wines that are high alcohol from Firestone Brewery. But if they're bottles, they're fine. You can age those. Amount of time, sometimes they will actually tell you on the bottle how long you can age that beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
What's come to us at this point in the craft brewery experience. Some you can age upwards of a year. If you're 8%, 9%, 10% alcohol, you get over that. You're pushing it, but your bigger alcohols will last a bit longer. Right next to my desk, where I'm sitting in my office, I have the 2019 Sam Adams Utopias, which is their biannual liqueur concoction that is 28% alcohol. Underneath that one, I have my 2017 Utopias, which is also 28% alcohol. They cannot sell them.
What, 28%?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a beer.
they they are basically a cognac tasting liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a variety of different beers aged in different types of liquor barrels, and they keep blending different beers into it, aging it in different barrels for different times. And so it takes several years for them to create these concoctions, and then they're put out. They can only be sold in stores that sell hard alcohol because of the alcohol content.
Right.
You couldn't go to a beer and wine store and buy the Utropius.
Right.
You have to go to an actual liquor store.
Okay. All right, Tim.
To give you an idea, the 2017 cost me $200. The 2019...
Wait, $200 for what?
I will send you a picture.
For a beer?
It's the container is styled in a vat.
Well, no wonder you're back at work. Oh, my God. And you got a second job. What? Oh, my Lord. Well, I hope the hell it's worth it. Dear Lord. All right, listen, Tim. I'm a little stuck on time here because I got to get this out, but... Your assignment is, I'm going to have a homework assignment that I want to get from you. And what I would like for you to do, I don't know that I can get to any local breweries or anything like that, but I wonder, knowing the size of the craft brews that are at Cappy's on Route 114, can you recommend something that I can try that is certainly not $200 a frickin' bottle, but maybe something along the lines, you know, of $10 for four? Can you recommend a craft beer that I can try so that next time I can get back to you and we can compare and contrast?
Sure. Yeah. Now, what flavor do you want it? Do you want a pilsner? Do you want a fruity beer? Do you want a porter? Do you want a stout?
I think a stout. Let's start with a stout.
All right, we'll start with the documentation. I know you're a Guinness guy, and that's why you're saying stout. But I will pick out a stout for you to try.
Okay.
And I will leave it on your doorstep.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to go to that's even better. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? I'll just add it to your paycheck. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rick, you may as well make it a deduction from my
Okay. I know. That's right. It's costing you. Hey, Tim, this is great. It's a little levity. We need this in the current situation. I really appreciate it. And for God's sakes, you and Medium, stay safe.
Well, so far we are. And we're doing our social distancing. I'm in one room and she's in another.
I got the same. Well, that happened. I hate to tell you, but it didn't take the coronavirus for that to be in my house. But,
I hope Martha doesn't hear that.
Okay. All right, that's it. Let's get out of this thing before I get in more trouble. That's the Beer Pod with Tim Kearns. Once again, this is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.